1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by ScreenX, exclusively at Market Ridge Cinema in New Berlin. ScreenX provides moviegoers with a 270-degree viewing experience. Immerse yourself in the breathtaking visuals at Marcus Ridge Cinema's ScreenX in New Berlin. Get your tickets at marcustheaters.com.
And for those of you who can listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11, a real treat, Tim Murray.
A real treat. None of that garbage you put up with to this point.
No. Yeah, we told I could listen to the radio at a reasonable level.
9 to 11.
Morning, Tim.
Hello. Good Milton quote to start the day. Nothing wrong with that, baby. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with quoting Milton, not the poet, the guy from Office Space.
The true poet.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what, Tim.
I'm burning the building down.
I know you can't look out your window and see what it looks like here this morning, but it is a beautiful, sunshiny day. I believe it was probably a little rainy when everyone was leaving Fiserv last night after the late Bucks game. Because we did get some rain overnight. The roads are wet this morning. But nothing but sunshine here today.
And lollipops?
No, 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 no. Huh? Went through that a week ago.
I'll get it for you in
no,
a second.
No, no, no. I said
since
no.
You're asking for it.
No.
I believe you get your ass kicked for saying something like that.
Here we go.
Here we go, he says.
Commercial.
Okay. I'd rather hear the commercial. Tell you the truth, I'd rather
Lotus?
I said no I'd way. Rather hear the Lotus commercial than this.
Sunshine, lollipops,
this should be a hotkey.
You know, we really only play this one. When, yeah, it should be.
You said this was the president a couple of weeks ago, and I said it doesn't sound like him.
You can use this for so many things.
Al,
the Chief
sarcastically,
Wiggum used it.
Or
I'd
Didn't
rather
Chief Wiggum use this as his chasing music?
I think
put
did,
it on.
Yeah.
Put it on there, boys. Yeah. Sunshine, lollipops, and
rainbows.
I'd rather never hear it again. Actually, Leslie Gore. Yeah, never again. Is
All
my
right.
my
we'll
choice.
Play it as often as we can.
I copy.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything. Got the Bucks winning, Brewers winning.
Winning, yeah. That was
it's a good day.
That
good
was
day.
It was a good night. I'm only sorry.
Fisticuffs being thrown.
Get to that.
Or slap a cuffs, however you want to say it.
Yeah, it was open hand. Let's be accurate here. And you watch it in slow motion, you see it's clearly an open hand. It's an aggressive move.
It was very aggressive.
But the Bucks, and it wasn't they were squeaking out a win. Mm-hmm. You know.
Well, they were 8 down after the first quarter.
What?
They were down by 8 at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, but they beat them by 23.
They sure did. They sure did. Now get back to Indiana where you belong. We'll see you Thursday
night. First game was a convincing win. The next two were like, you know.
And Dame went off
maybe we'll win. Maybe we'll win. And he didn't. And last night was just an ass kicking.
All right. Mr. Well, you do kind of have a horse in the race because you are a Bucks fan. Just by association, right?
Talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, of course.
No,
I'm
you're a Bucks
for the
fan.
Bucks.
But
yeah.
you can separate yourself from the two. What are the Pacers? Are they as good as what we saw in game four? Are they the team we saw last night? I can't get a beat on this team. I've never seen a middle.
I don't think they were that good in game four.
Well, it was the three-point shooting that was.
They hit 22 three-pointers. They shot over 50%.
They didn't pull away in game four until late. And remember, that's a game where Bobby went fisticuffs in the first quarter. No Dame Lillard, no Giannis. Look, I'm sure Pacers fans, well, there's, I would imagine, very few listening to this broadcast right now, but... You thank your lucky stars that the Bucks aren't fully healthy because this series would be a wrap. But that's life and that's injuries and you know there's tons of teams dealing with injuries. I mean, you just look around both the sports that are going on right now. It's just wild when you look at Kawhi Leonard. He's going to be out tonight for the Clippers in their Game 5. They were able to win Game 4 without him. You know, you look at Kristaps Porzingis. He's dealing with the same injury that Giannis has with the Boston Celtics.
Until...
Hell, Austin Matthews, who missed one game all year in hockey, he couldn't play last night for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and they still were able to win in Boston. So it's, you know, it's just, it's the name of the beast, this second season, this postseason. It's the first round in both hockey and basketball, and there's just injuries everywhere. It's wild.
Is this calf injury that Porzingis has and Giannis has and Dame had a year ago, is this more common than I knew until Giannis had it? I mean, is this like probably 1 in 10 NBA players will have this over the course of their career?
I can't answer that 100%. But what I do know is Kevin Durant dealt with this in 2019, came back too early, and that's the one that everyone points to, is the Durant calf injury. He came back, played a half against the Raptors, and then popped his Achilles. So everybody is, I think, for the most part, very cautious now because you don't want this to snowball into something worse, obviously, and have Giannis out all of next year with an Achilles tear.
When he returns, I'm going to want to see something like on it.
A wrap?
A wrap, a sleeve, a brace, something.
What if he has the long leggings on, the white leggings on? Would that be enough for you?
I'll assume those are to do something for his leg.
Right. Gauze?
God,
would you
be
happy with gauze?
It would be great. It would be great to see him back on
gauze
on Thursday night.
Oh, it would be.
That would be awesome.
Fully
healthy.
I wish you were here at the beginning of the show because there's a lot of questions and a lot of discussions before we get to you. And I said, what do you expect out of him after being gone for, 3 weeks now? 4 weeks?
Three weeks now.
What Giannis do you expect to get back? And Rock says, well, there's only one Giannis, and that's all he's got.
That's true.
See, fantastic basketball.
And what does that mean, 30 points out of Giannis?
Yeah.
Rock said... just getting boards that they aren't getting right now without him on the floor.
Yeah, it's just
like, okay, that would change things a lot.
Just changes everything if he's back out there. And look, if he doesn't come back in game six, I think fortunately for Giannis, he's earned enough benefit of the doubt of him being back out there. He's not... let's just say another superstar in Philadelphia who's been having a lot of questions around his durability, Mr. Embiid there.
He had a migraine, I heard, 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It was questionable.
Yeah, missed shoot-around.
Right.
By the way, that game we need to get to, that was one of the most insane endings I've ever seen in a basketball game. Ever.
Thank you, playoffs.
Holy smoke. Ever. Yeah. It was, and to have those Knicks fans who were celebrating.
In Philadelphia?
No, they were at Madison Square. They were at the Garden last night.
But they were in Philadelphia having themselves a time over the weekend with their FMB chants and all of that.
Speaking of fisticuffs, Thursday night, if they try to come back down to Philadelphia,
they're waiting for him now.
We're waiting for you.
Fool us once.
Did you see Tracy Morgan flipping off Maxie as he walked by all the celebrities there? Tracy Morgan's just got the bird up flying last night at the game.
At the Garden.
Yeah.
Tracy's a Sixers fan?
No, he's a Knicks fan.
He's a Knicks fan.
He is?
Oh.
Yeah, he's flipping off Maxie right
there
from the Sixers.
That's against the celebrity code, isn't it?
You're just supposed to go and Jack never did that at Lakers games, and Diane Cannon, and who else used to be?
Spike Lee at Knicks games?
Yeah.
I was going to say, Spike Lee and Reggie Miller kind of set a new precedent.
They just talked. There was no F you or anything like that.
I mean, Tyrese Maxey should have done the choke sign like Reggie did, but they're still down 3-2, and the Sixers, I still think, will lose this series, but...
All right, we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah,
the Bucks.
That game was wild.
Bucks and Pacers. It goes back to
I just, last night, man, and Rock was sitting there courtside, so knows much better than I, but my God, like, give those dudes so much credit for just getting out there and whooping their ass. Like, Bobby Portis totally redeemed himself after the boneheaded ejection in game four.
Did he talk to the team and say something like, I lost my head, I shouldn't have done that, I'll make it up to you guys?
He did, yeah. Wow. He felt bad. After he was ejected, he sat in the locker room in his uniform for the rest of the game, just kind of stewing about not being a very smart move on his part, and then he apologized.
Indiana has it all wrong. Mm. Bobby Portis does not suck.
Does he not?
Yeah, does not.
But
Indiana.
He says he's looking forward to hearing those chants.
I thought you
night.
Knew basketball in Indiana. Clearly, if you watch Mr. Portis on the court, he does not suck, you idiots. So, Indiana. Oh, we're a great basketball state. We're a big... Shut up. I might throw my copy of Hoosiers away.
Ooh.
Yeah! Ooh. Right. That's where serious. We are. That's where we are right now.
You probably could just stream it.
The state that's shaped like a basketball net. Yeah.
That is interesting that you say that. Yes, it is. Right. So, basketball fans. I'm a little worried, Tim. You'll have to explain this to me. You're a gambling expert, correct?
I work for a gambling company, sure.
So you understand gambling?
Yes.
All right.
Understand
you
it.
You understand yes. it. Does not, right.
Expert.
Okay. All right. I looked ahead to...
We have a very low threshold for expertise here, just so you know. If you bring up a topic, you're automatically... Well,
that's
you're
your boy.
Yeah. I would just say my track record here the past couple weeks is questionable at best with Scottie Scheffler and UConn.
I won, but I got him. I cashed in on those.
Yeah, no, you were smart.
I won.
So you're the gambling expert.
No, because
all right, what's your question?
Offering.
What do you got?
I'm looking ahead to Thursday night, and... Yeah. It has the Pacers.
7.5-point favorite.
7.5-point favorite. Now, should I be worried about that? Or should I go, I'll take the Bucks. I'll take the money. I'll take the points. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're confident that they're just going to outright win, I would take the Bucks, right?
Well, but if you're confident.
But the guys who set the spread
you're
and all that.
You're saying you'd bet against
no,
the Bucks?
No, I never would, even if
isn't
I thought.
Isn't that a blood money?
No.
So what's interesting
it's
is
just
that,
money. It's just money at that point. I had nothing to do with
not,
it. It's just money.
It'd be blood.
But no, I would
Judas, 30 pieces of silver.
I've been called worse.
So what's interesting about the point spread for Thursday is it's kind of in this no man's land where the odds makers are anticipating Giannis and Dame both to be out again, but they're in a little bit of limbo because when that news comes out, whether they're in or out, they'll adjust because the game actually went off on Sunday, Indiana minus 10 against Milwaukee. So they've adjusted at 2.5 points, which is a decent adjustment, but it feels like they're just kind of hanging in that middle land to see whether or not Dame and or Giannis will play.
Are they hanging because Doc said Giannis?
Very, very close.
Three. There were actually three
varies.
Was it three varies?
Yeah.
Very, very, very close. Yep.
Which makes me think they're not playing.
Yeah, Rock says that. Rock says that Doc is like, you know.
He's up to something.
Playing the game, playing the series. Where he is in front of the microphone, he's not just coaching during game times. He's trying to screw with them now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not super confident either. But you never know. What was his? He said that. So I'm watching. There's a video of Dame shooting shots before game five yesterday. This is what Doc said. Pre-game, he said, Giannis didn't do a lot, did some shooting, did more after I left, to be honest, so I didn't really see it. Dame didn't really do anything. That was yesterday morning. So, but there is video of him out there, Dame, that is, getting some shots up, shooting some threes. So,
who decides this?
Trainers.
What? How many? one trainer, or does it have to be four out of five trainers, like with gum?
Like a dentist?
Yeah.
Right, and then the player's got to say, okay, you say I'm good, I'm good.
Yeah, I think it's a collaborative effort.
My guess is Giannis has been saying I'm good for a week or so.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and I'm sure the trainers have said, no.
No, you're not.
Not ready. Right. They put him through tests, and they put him, you know, I don't know. I've never had either one of those injuries, but, yeah, usually they're putting you through tests and making sure there's nothing significant that could unfold. It's always going to be a risk out there, but, yeah, I think my skepticism meter went up a little bit with the three varies following the game.
If he really thought they were probably going to play tomorrow night, why would he say that? You know, I think he would say, yeah, they're probably, you know,
and then
progressing along,
right? Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't have thrown the three varies out there.
Boy, if they think. If they hate Bobby,
that last very really screwing with everybody.
It is.
If they hate Bobby in Indiana, they're really gonna hate Giannis when he comes back. If he comes back in the series,
they're not gonna like him.
Right? They're really not gonna like him.
Man, if they come back and they force a game seven, Rock.
Oh man,
Saturday
will be on fire.
That the Deer District will be. Absolutely on fire. It will be electricity. Just that will be unbelievable.
Yeah, it would be a Saturday night game.
Yes,
more than likely. Oh, buddy,
let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I know,
game at a time,
right?
Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely one game at a time, especially if Dame and Giannis don't play and to duplicate what they were able to do yesterday.
How do we duplicate that back in Indiana now for game six?
Yeah, they got to do that on the road,
right?
Well. Bobby Portis doesn't get thrown out again.
There you go. Check.
That helps. Check. Yeah. Work. Check. Yep. Let's do that.
Big help.
That's a good first step.
Beasley gets hot like he did last night.
Okay.
That's what we were hoping.
Not fantasies. Those can both happen. Bobby doesn't get thrown out and Beasley stays hot.
Sure. Okay.
Indiana doesn't shoot, 58% of their three-point shots?
It was over 50%. I don't know if it was 58, but it was high. It was really high.
Yeah. I told mother before the game that if Malik shimmies tonight, we're in good shape. And I saw it last night. I was like, yes. I don't know if it was late third quarter or early fourth when he hit a three and he did the shimmy. I'm like, we're winning this one.
I am such a fan because yesterday morning at this time, I thought, well, we're just kind of shepherding this season to an end here at this point. We just our best
it was
players
like hospice.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what it felt like. Yes, and okay, we're just gonna. Hopefully, it's not too embarrassing tonight, and the season just comes to an end, and then they come out and they do what they did, and you thought, no, we can do this with this bunch, and we should have done it in game three.
Yeah, before the game last night, I said the Pacers are over cocky coming into this game, and. They're not going to shoot the lights out like they did the previous game.
I want to believe that, but it just happened so much to my favorite basketball team. The teams play the games of their lives.
Most people were counting the Bucks out last night that this was going to be it. And then I said if Giannis could come back for the game in Indy, win that one, we come home and both Dame and Giannis are back and we just stomp them in seven, that would be awesome. So maybe it'll happen. That's my hope.
And the evil Pacers were stopped in their tracks, and goodness prevailed again.
And they had to swallow all their words.
Yeah. And they just
go back to Indy with their tail between their legs.
And blew away in the wind.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the word Pacer was never spoken in the Bucks kingdom again. Yes. Wouldn't that be great?
Somebody asked for an old Pacer?
Yeah, that's a good commercial. I like that, like Reggie. But I'm just such a fan because now – yesterday, very, very, I would say no hope, little hope, you know, let's just see what happens tonight. And today I'm like, yeah, we're going to win this. I am just such a dummy.
Well, it seems like we could win with this team, with Giannis and Dame out, this team can
Why didn't I think that after game three? They were right there in game three. That game could have gone either way.
I think it was the shock because Dame played in that game, and it was the shock after the game was over, in addition to the fact that Chris Middleton hits the two threes, and yet they still can't win.
Yeah.
It feels like, oh, man, it was right there, came back.
Dame was injured at the end of that game. Right. We got that news.
We find out Dame's hurt, and they lose in that fashion. Yeah, there was 100%, you know, rational reason to be doom and gloom after game three with Dame hurt, because Dame was awesome early on in that game. Or was it the third quarter? Whenever it was, he was, you know, because they had that big comeback. But I don't know, man. It's beautiful. I mean, it's that's the beauty of this of the NBA playoffs. You get crazy results, like the Clippers have won both games without Kawhi Leonard. You know, the Sixers down six with 30 seconds to go win in Madison Square Garden. The Bucks with
That happen? Down, I mean, six with 6 seconds to go.
It's one of the like I said to start the broadcast, it's one of the craziest finishes you'll ever see. And Tyrese Maxey, it had nothing to do with Joel Embiid. It was Tyrese Maxey. I mean, he was elevated to some sort of level that you just don't see all that often. So he came off a pick. They're down six, comes off a pick, pump fakes, gets Mitchell Robinson in the air, takes the contact, just kind of throws a dart towards the basket, hits it, makes it 96-94. Inbound, Josh Hart gets fouled. He short arms the first free throw, makes the second, and then Tyrese Maxey knew clearly that the Knicks were probably going to try to foul him because they were down by three and not let him get a three up. So instead of getting all the way to the three-point line, he pulled up from like 34 feet, stopped, leaned, and just buried a three.
That's three, right?
Yeah, he was on the New York logo. Yeah. I mean, it was – and then they go to overtime, and he hits a couple big shots there. And, I mean, you see that win probability chart? I haven't seen it from last night, but I'm sure it was 99.9%. Sure, I mean, it was 96-90 with 30 seconds to go, and they lost. I mean, you saw all – it was Patrick Ewing was there. You mentioned – all the celebrities were there. They were all, congratulating each other. They're moving on to the second round.
Was Ben Stiller there?
Yeah. I assume so,
He was right next to Tracy Jordan.
Oh, was he? Okay. So Ben Stiller.
The bird, yeah.
Was McEnroe there?
Or Tracy Morgan. Tracy Jordan's
his character. I knew what he meant. McEnroe. I'm just trying to think who else goes to Knicks games. I don't see a lot of Knicks.
Oh, they're in the Adam other guys, Sandler. Right?
Adam Sandler is one.
Okay, yeah.
Yep, John Stewart was there. McEnroe was there. I'm just looking at a couple of the screenshots that are out there of people who are there. But yeah, doesn't Chris Rock usually go to those games? I'm not sure. Yeah, who's the big, tall, skinny guy who tends to go? The comedian who dated Ariana Grande was on SNL. What's his name? I'm forgetting it now. Oh, Pete Davidson. He's usually there.
Okay.
I don't know if he was there last night, but that's usually the guys that are there.
John Stewart just looks like his dog died.
Yeah,
he's just walking across the floor like.
Oh, you know what? That's how John Stewart looks when Trump wins an election.
Same look.
That's the look.
He's got the same look.
Hey, sports.
Just.
Like, what the F, man? Literally, a 1,000-mile stare.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What just happened?
Yeah.
We were winning.
He hasn't had that look in his face since Trump won the election.
Yeah. What do you figure he paid for his ticket?
I think that's a...
maybe nothing.
Right.
Right.
Rosie Perez, does she show up at games? Here's the shot. It's from the other guys, and I assume Brooke Shields and Rosie Perez are in it because they always go to the Knicks games.
Rosie Perez. How old do you have to be to know who Rosie Perez is?
All right, here we go. I'm looking at the video that they showed last night. So we got Tracy Morgan. We got Hank Azaria. Okay. We've got Maggie Rogers. I don't know who that is. David Locano. I don't know who that is. Skylar Astin.
Boy.
Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird.
I really got to start watching more TMZ.
I don't know who any of these people are. Dave East. I don't know who that is.
So Jerry don't laugh Cooney at me for Rosie Perez. Jerry Cooney.
Oh, Julianne Moore was there.
I know who she is. She's 60.
Yeah. This is former Knicks Wilson Chandler and Tim Thomas were there.
Tim Thomas, he's an ex-Buck.
Oh, Rick Pitino was in the house last night.
Tim Thomas, man, there's a name I haven't heard in 20 years.
Man, Ed Burns, you made the cut. Good for you, buddy. Ed Burns.
I don't think
Entourage.
The celebrities get free tickets anymore either.
Ed Burns was in Private Ryan, too. He's done bigger things than Entourage. But anyway.
Justin Tuck looking very sharp in a suit last night. Notre Dame grad, no big deal. Two-time Super Bowl champ. It looks like Fat Joe. Oh, no, that was long. That was a while ago. Yeah, so there you go.
All right, so there were celebrities there ready to celebrate along with just...
But I'm looking at that picture that Rock's mentioning about Tracy Morgan just flipping off Tyrese Maxey, and it looks like Ben Stiller is grinding his teeth and he wants to punch him in the face.
Yeah, he's really...
He's like, Arr!
Tell your team to play harder the last 30 seconds. Tell them to stop me. Yeah, good for him. Any of those people going to show their face in Philadelphia tomorrow night? Any of the people you just
of
mentioned?
The celebrities?
Yeah.
No.
They're not going to Philadelphia to take that abuse, right?
I just
probably not.
This
is a town that's booed Santa Claus and I'll their own injured players.
I'll be honest. I'm like a little worried. Little worried about the atmosphere in Philadelphia.
Well, New York's got it coming. Beware if you're going as a Knicks fan tomorrow night.
Because they came in, I wouldn't say it was a sneak attack, but man, they came in there and they're dropping the bleep Embiid chants and they surprised them. They ain't going to be surprised tomorrow. They're going to be ready to go.
Mm-hmm. The Bucks are the early game on Thursday.
Yeah, 5:30 your time.
I may have to record that game, the Knicks and Sixers, just to go back if something happens. To see how bad it got in Philadelphia. Because Philadelphia is not going to put up with that nonsense. They won't have it. I mean, there's a good chance if you're a Sixers fan, you might get beat up at the game.
Right.
So stay tuned. Tomorrow night could be a lot of fun.
I mean, I'll say this because I think Minnesota and Denver – the second round matchup is going to be awesome, but there's some like anticlimactic second round matchups brewing. Like after New York and Philly is over, and honestly Milwaukee, Indiana, it's kind of like New York, Indiana, New York, maybe. Milwaukee, huh?
They could be good.
I'm just saying like the juice we're getting from some of these first round matchups has been remarkable, except for Boston, Miami, who Miami is not going to have anybody playing tonight. So that thing's done tonight. Boston will clearly curb stomp them. Clippers, Boston will be interesting. Clippers are a home dog again tonight. No Kawhi Leonard.
Clippers, Dallas. Yeah.
Clippers, Dallas. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a good one. But that doesn't start till 9.
Yeah, that's
past
late.
Our bedtime.
That's late. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a school night, man.
Right. You got a snooze fest in the early game for you guys because Miami Boston is very snooze-tastic. That thing's done. The fact that Miami won a game was pretty impressive. It's wrap that puppy up. Let's move on.
Well, things were exciting downtown last night at Fiserv. Big Bucks win, but things got exciting at AmFam Field. Just over our shoulders here. Along 94, eighth inning, right, Fireman Jim?
The big fight, yeah.
The big fight. But it started in what inning with the home run?
That was like the fifth or sixth.
All right, fifth or sixth inning.
Yep.
Who was it who hit the home run?
Siri hit a home run.
Yeah, Siri hit a home run. And he...
But that was in the second inning that he hit, or third, that he hit the home run.
Okay, third inning.
Who yapped it who first? Because I kind of think... Uribe mouthed off.
He initiated.
Well, that's during the fight, but it started hours before with the home run and the standing at the plate a little too long.
Yep.
And then the next time he comes up, Peralta drills him on a
3-0
count.
Yeah.
He is in control.
Right.
Purpose pitch, maybe. But no warnings issued. The instant ejection.
You know, I always hear about the unwritten rules of baseball. Don't stand there too long. He looked like he stood there a little while. I didn't think it was that long. But there was attitude with the weight, with the standing, too. You know what I mean, right? The
it's a combination. It's kind of like bored feet.
Right.
Or foot pounds.
Freddie, right.
Freddie
yeah.
started walking towards him when he was going to first base
right.
on his trot.
Right.
Were people's phones going crazy with people yelling obscenities at Siri?
Yeah. Siri, why don't you beep beep?
You, Jack.
Sorry, Siri cannot do that.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand that command. Yeah.
Do what to myself?
Yeah. So he comes up later in the game. He gets drilled on a 3-0 count by Peralta. Peralta gets run. Pat
Murphy.
Murphy gets run.
Gaglione, the umpire, is just not settling the situation. He's in his face, too. I mean, second day in a row with his crew that something's happened.
And then Siri hits a routine ground out to first, flips the ball to Uribe, mm-hmm. who – now this is where I said I watched this over and over again – and I got to put all of this on the Brewers.
Well,
you
he
know?
Initiated for sure.
Yeah, he definitely initiated.
Just waited all. There for him to hit the first.
Yeah, and he, yeah. then he said something, and he goes, "What?"
And they kind of bump a little
then
bit.
Throws a slap right away.
And
well, the ump was there though. They got
he
him
got
in
started tried to
he almost got hit.
Yeah. Right. So there's
Uribe. The second he was run into first, went, I'm going to go kick his ass.
Now, was that a good teammate? Is that just a guy who's a good teammate? Look, you're not gonna take your time on your home run and show up my buddy.
Well, and he took his time. He didn't run that ground ball out.
Right.
He was just kind of trotting.
I can't keep track of what exactly you're supposed to do all the time.
Play hard.
To not make the other team mad.
Been there.
But if you play too hard, then it's like, hey, man,
what
are you doing? Game's over. Why are you playing?
Settle down.
Right.
I'm not defending the Brewers here.
I don't think you can. I think they were the aggressors.
You know where I stand on baseball and these babies. You gave up a 452-foot home run. Shut your mouth and play baseball. Don't give up 452-foot home runs. It's really hard to hit those balls that far.
He even said he's given up home runs. Peralta said, I've given up lots of home runs.
You were up 3-1 at the time. Who cares?
So
if he wants to you know what's more manly than, oh, I'm going to hit you with a baseball when
steal
you're defenseless.
Sleep with his wife. That's more manly. Man.
Strike
Have
him out.
Have sex with his wife.
Well,
that's
I
my
had
guess.
Sex with your wife.
That'd show him.
Is that the answer, Tim? You're not going to say, get him out, are you? Because that's just boring.
Siri I think, baseball pitchers are some of the mentally weakest people in all of sports. You have someone who's completely defenseless standing there, and because my feelings got hurt of how
he's
long
got
you
a
watched
helmet
a
on.
Baseball.
Don't tell me he's defenseless.
If this was on the flip side, if the Brewers had this happen, you'd be losing your mind right now.
Tim, I said, I looked at the videos, and to me, I just see the Brewers.
The Brewers
the
were 1,000,000% in the wrong in this. And by the way, they kicked the Rays' ass. That's the bigger thing. Like, you won the game. Got him to ground out. Shut up.
The question is, why aren't umpires just tossing guys all the time? Why are they even issuing warnings ever? They should just be tossing guys. So
ask Aaron Boone about that.
Yeah. All right. So that was a problem. They didn't warn anybody. Just tossed him out of nowhere.
This is the sort of thing the Umtron is going to fix.
Umtron mm-hmm. 2000.
I am now going to eliminate you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, don't forget the flamethrower right. on that thing.
If anybody had told this to Bob and Brian, that Tim, they should have thrown a judge on Sunday. You want to interfere with balls in play?
Right, yeah.
Interfere with this one.
Right at his head. Yeah.
No, it's oven mitt.
Gotta write that oven mitt.
Right. Ow.
Ooh, that stings.
Smarts, doesn't it? Yeah. So.
Yep.
It was definitely, the Uribe-Siri interaction was very Newman, mm-hmm. Like with good game, pretty boy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Right. And then they kind of Keith bumped Hernandez. Or brushed yeah. or whatever you want to call it. I don't know if it was the shoulders that touched or the
glove. Yeah, you know, the camera. They cut the camera to a different shot at just a bad time. I would have liked to see a continuous, you know.
Right. ISO
kind shot. Of a long shot of the whole thing.
Yeah. So there's going to be suspensions handed out.
Can't afford that, but yes.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
So there's that. Did you see, before we go...
By the way, I think someone sent me, let me just find it, Harley sent me this. He goes, Milwaukee ejections this week. Bobby Portis, Pat Murphy times two, Freddie Peralta, and Abner Uribe.
Yep. That's a good chart.
There you go.
Yeah, enough of this Midwestern cowtown, good guy, nice people image.
Right. Philadelphia should look to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As yeah. who they, yeah, how to act, how to.
We're going to start rolling up our sleeves and, right. and badass yep. it.
Yeah. Philadelphia used to be like, oh, you don't do that in Philadelphia. Well, you know where else you don't do it? Milwaukee. Yeah.
Milwaukee, that's yeah. where. The city of brotherly hate.
Yeah, brotherly beer. I got just a notice. I didn't have time to look this up. What did Davante Adams say on a podcast that's got everyone buzzing, or is it just clickbait?
So
why do you care?
I clicked this.
Know. Let it go, man.
We talked about the Knicks.
He said.
We talked about yeah. you know. We talked about other things
because they were in a game.
So here's the thing.
Well, it's a game. Game of.
I. This is poor sports journalism here because I just read the tweet and I should have listened to it.
Just the sort of thing that made the Bob and Brian show what it is. Poor journalism. Welcome to the program.
But he said regarding Jordan Love, the kid can bleepin'. The kid is a bleepin' baller. I don't regret what I did. But at the same time, and then that's where the tweet runs out.
Yeah. Dot, the quarterback dot, dot. He went to Las Vegas to play with,
he is no longer there
anymore.
No, he's in New Orleans. So I don't know that that was really the plan, or if the plan was just not to be in Green Bay and go someplace else and get paid closer to home.
He said he will never regret anything, even if his career went to bleep after leaving. Green Bay. Here's the full breakdown. There is much more that goes into it, and family's a big part of it for me. Geographically, yeah. being here, it makes it a lot easier for me to stay connected with family year-round. This isn't year two, or I'm not trying to necessarily fight for a job or anything like that. I had the choice, and the choice was for me to come here and raise my family on the West Coast and come out here and have some fun in the sun.
Okay. I've let him go.
Yeah, he's speaking highly of Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a debate. Fine. Packers have a better quarterback situation than the Raiders, fine. Who are then either with Gardner Minshew or Aiden O'Connell right now.
If you've let him go, then it shouldn't bother you at all. I've let him go. He's just a player in the NFL who is speaking about the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. was speaking highly of yeah. their quarterback situation.
There you go. You should be going, oh, it's very nice of him to say that.
You brought it up.
Yeah, but you're the one who gets aggravated about it. I don't want to talk about him. He's not here anymore.
I'm not aggravated.
You.
And I didn't sound like that. You're making things up.
We're very aggravated.
Not aggravated.
Felt threatened. Matter of fact, I was thinking about going up to HR. As a matter of fact.
Call security.
We also, right, you're the guy who's always called
medics.
Call security.
Bob's hallucinating.
Or is he? Mm-hmm. We cover everything, Tim?
Yeah, I think so. There might be some more Shohei news at some point here.
Ooh.
The series of 500,000
stolen from him.
Oh, jeez, can you imagine?
Again.
Wouldn't that be great? When I say can you imagine, not in a bad way.
No.
Isn't that great?
I'll read this real quickly. The series of $500,000 payments his interpreter sent from Shohei Ohtani's bank account to an illegal bookie operation was forwarded to California and Las Vegas casinos, where the money was deposited into gambling accounts. Converted to playing chips and later cashed out to pay the bookie. The description of what happened to Ohtani's money sheds new light on the federal investigation. Just more mumbo jumbo. Okay. I thought it, I thought Ohtani might have been with the bookie when this happened, but
and Mike Trout is out again with a torn meniscus.
Yeah,
he hasn't played 100 games in over in what over 4 years? Four years.
He's injury prone for sure. Too bad.
So maybe that's why the Angels never win. Mm. They have the best player in baseball, but they can't keep him on the field. Boo hoo.
I'm just scanning through this article. I wanted to see if something popped. I had not, I did not seen it, but
there's more coming, I'm sure, on that.
No, yeah, that ain't done yet.
Money washing, money laundering in the casino. Give me chips. Can I have fresh money for these now? I'm just gonna go. I thought I wanted to spend a lot of money here. I don't.
Well, as we learned from the town, what do you do with the stolen money? You got to clean it, right? You got to go to casinos, the track, strip joints.
And don't forget, you got to give the guy with the effed up face his cut.
Fergie.
Fergie, right.
Florist.
Florist.
Who do you think you are?
We started with a Milton quote.
We end, office space.
We end with a
go to the town
quote. Run numbers. You run numbers. Pump dope.